Sheila in North Carolina is calling in with a deck issue. There's some graying going on. Tell us about the problem.
Hey. We moved in about a year ago, and the vines had overgrown the railings, so we cut them way back. And we found that the wood underneath was a gray color. We thought it was just dirt, but it's not going away. So we don't know if it's rotted or it has to be replaced or if it just needs to be restained. Or
did you use a pressure washer to give it, you know, a good thorough cleaning?
No, we didn't. We didn't. We just cut them back and thought maybe all the rain in North Carolina would take care of it.
Is this a first floor deck? Is it one level?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So what I would do is, first of all, I would check the deck structure, make sure that you don't have cracked, checked, or otherwise rotted or split boards. Make sure it's attached well to the house and it's very secure. In terms of the graying, that's pretty normal, Sheila. I don't know if you have pressure-treated lumber or not, but both types of lumber will gray from exposure to UV radiation, to the sun, and to the weather. And what you might want to think about doing here is to stain the deck. We'd recommend that you use a solid color stain that has a lot of pigment in it. And if you want to do something to that stain that's going to make it stick a little bit longer, you can add one half a pint of polyurethane to it.
To a gallon, right?
To a gallon, yep.
To a gallon. Okay, and the grain is raised on it in mm-hmm. that area. So do we need to sand that down or?
No reason you can't. If you want to sand any of those areas, go ahead and do that first. And if you have any badly cracked or checked deck boards, you can actually pull those out, flip them upside down, and put them back down again because the underside should be in good shape.
Oh, okay. So the graying doesn't mean that the structure, that the wood.
No, it's pretty normal.
No, it's just wear and tear.
Yeah, pretty normal.
Okay. All right, great. So we can tackle that. That's a lot easier than replacing the deck.
Sure is. Sheila, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You know, Tom, I have to tell you, my sister and her husband had been out at the summer house one of the weekends before my husband and I were out, and they pressure washed the, would you call it the, it's like railroad ties that are holding back, you know, a hill that we've sort of created a sunken deck in.
Yeah, retaining wall.
Exactly. And it was always gray and horrible and gross, and that was the one thing I never touched. I always worked on the deck boards themselves.
Yep,
and they
good.
Pressure washed. And I literally had to call up my sister and was like, did you replace the lumber? She was like, no, dum-dum, I pressure washed. It's amazing, amazing the difference.
Looks good, but you have to be careful because if you use too much pressure, you will erode those boards.
Mm-hmm, you will wear everything away. So you got to be gentle, but I mean, it does make a huge difference.